Christianity at allaboutreligion.org. Christianity rises to the top when you earnestly investigate the other theories, philosophies, movements, and religions of the world. Yes, as hard as it is to hear in our pluralistic world community, Christianity is different than all the others. That may sound terribly dogmatic and narrow-minded, but the simple truth is that Christianity is the only true religion. Christianity is not based upon evidence, but it is backed by evidence. Obviously, anyone could claim to be God. The difference with Jesus is that his life completely backed those claims. Check out the history. Check out the claims. It is an absolutely phenomenal study. A primary focus for your study is that Jesus fulfilled over 300 messianic prophecies written in the Old Testament scriptures. With the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls and the reliability of the Septuagint version of the Old Testament, both of which have been proven to exist prior to the time Jesus walked on the earth, you can be assured that these prophecies were not conspired after the fact. They were truly fulfilled by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Examine the probability of one man fulfilling just a handful of the most specific prophecies, and you will be amazed. And Jesus said unto them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." That's in Luke 24:44. Another focus for your study is to understand what Jesus said and did as a historical figure. No legitimate scholars today will deny that Jesus lived about 2,000 years ago and was a great teacher and doer of good works, and that he was crucified on a Roman cross for the crime of blasphemy among the Jews. The only dispute is whether Jesus rose from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion, and that he was, in fact, God incarnate. This is where everyone must test the evidence for the resurrection, examine their hearts, and make a decision about who Jesus really was. Jesus said he alone was the way to the Father, John 14:6, and he alone revealed the Father, Matthew 11:27 and Luke 10:22. Christians do not go around saying Christianity is the only way because they are arrogant, stupid, or judgmental. They do so because, based on the evidence, they believe what Jesus said. Christians believe in Jesus, who claimed to be God. That's in John 8:58 and Exodus 3:14. Who forgave sins. That's in Mark 2:5, Luke 5:20, and Luke 7:48. Who rose from the dead, that's in Luke 24:24-29 and John 2:19. Jesus said that he was the only way. Jesus is unique. He was either telling the truth, he was crazy, or he was a liar. But since everyone agrees that Jesus was a good man, how then could he be both good and crazy, or good and a liar? He must have been telling the truth. He is the only way. Buddha didn't rise from the dead, nor did Confucius or Zoroaster. Muhammad didn't fulfill detailed prophecy. Alexander the Great didn't raise from the dead or heal the sick. And though there is far less reliable information about these religious leaders, they are believed in and followed by millions. Christianity is not really a religion. It is a relationship with God. It is trusting in Jesus and what he did on the cross for you, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Not on what you can do for yourself, Ephesians 2:8-9. Christianity is not about ornate buildings, flamboyant preachers, or traditional rituals. Christianity is about truly accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have just heard Christianity at allaboutreligion.org.